Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum US. Sam, you got a new name. Tell us how to say it.
Tatum is now a part of Randstad, R-A-N-D-S-T-A-D, which is a global staffing firm headquartered in Amsterdam, but with $18 billion in revenue. We're a small part of it, but we're an important part because we deliver the high-end professional services on a part-time or temporary basis for the most part at the CFO, CIO levels and staffing to help the CFO's office and CIO's office in corporations around the country. And so we, instead of Tatum LLC, we're now just Tatum-US.com. And we're very proud to be part of Randstad.
There you go. Well, check that out, folks. Tatum-US.com. That's where you can also find the survey that Sam and I report off of every week. Sam, thanks again for being such an abiding resource for us over more than a dozen years now. Sam, the last thing on your issue on your survey here is employment, and that's completely because you've almost done a whiplash from down to an up green arrow. But your outlook is good for hiring. Is with all these green arrows, you know, a few years ago I said, you know, one of these days Main Street's just going to say, you know, Washington, Wall Street, do your thing. We're not going to pay any attention to you anymore. We're just going to take back Main Street and just operate, you know, and just sort of disregard you. Do you think that's what's happening right now? Is Washington, with all of their ability to screw things up and to get in our way, are they starting to get to the point where we're actually looking at them as inconsequential?
Well, you know, this is on the employment issue. It's a long-term issue. Employment is a long-term issue. Washington is not going to solve this.
Right.
There are so many people for each job, and there's a very important change. And Tom Friedman, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author with the New York Times, was a speaker at a conference I was at last week, and he's writing a book about this. Average no longer gets it. Sub average, mm-hmm. you have no future. Average is not is no longer available, you know, will get you a job. For every job opportunity, there are many, many applicants, and in those applicants, you must be above average at what you do. So you define what you do more narrowly now. You've got to be really, really good at what you do, and you need your certifications. As an individual, employers don't train like they once did. They expect you to be trained when you come onto the job. So, and they expect it because they can get it. So the whole ballgame about employment has changed dramatically in the last recent years, 5 years certainly, and 10 years probably. And so, because productivity is improving at nearly the same rate as the growth of the real economy, there is not an improvement much in the total availability of jobs, but jobs are changing, and individuals need. You don't go. Here's another Friedman quote: "You don't go find a job; you create a job."
Right,
and that's so important. And so, now we have to be our own entrepreneur.
But you know, Sam, that sea change, that paradigm shift, which is what he's describing, is no less than a paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. That is so different from the history and the experience of Americans Yep. This is why reconciling, getting our employment picture where it needs to be, is going to take at least one generation, if not more.
Well, this generation is the new generation. Imagine yourself having graduated from school 3 years ago and facing what we've been facing, or 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a whole new deal. Washington is not the answer.
That's right.
You don't look to Washington to solve this problem. You look to yourself. Individuals need to get their own training.
Absolutely.
And need to figure out for themselves how best to add value to an employer.
That's right. To a prospective employer.
And then market themselves.
Sam, good job today. Well done. Thanks for being here. Come back next week, next month.
Thanks for being with you.
We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, folks. He'll be back next month with another report. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.